Thank you, Ken. Sassy, who's Sassy? Sassy says, "Woohoo!" I should know who said. Oh, Shauna, yes, of course. Actually, I was thinking after I heard that song that Ken played, I was thinking, "Yeehaw!" So we're apparently all on the same page. So welcome to our quarterly member meeting. I will tell you that I have on our agenda tonight a retreat house update, a Awakening Together platform move update. We're going to talk a little bit about the sanctuary director position, about changes in the sanctuary schedule, and Awakening Together radio update. So, and I want to invite you to interrupt me at any time. Raise your hand if you have a question. I emailed Ken something earlier, and he said, "Okay, well, you know, something about questions." And I went, "Oh, I got this whole agenda written out. I don't have anything yet written in here that says stop and see if anybody has any questions." So, if you have any questions, please feel free to stop me, and we'll talk about that, because that's the point, right? Is to make sure that everybody has all the information that they want to have about what's going on with Awakening Together. So the only way we can be sure of that is if we allow you the opportunity to ask questions about the material presented here. So, okay, so first up is the Retreat House update, and I did remember to come in as an admin, yay, so I can paste a link. So I am posting a link right there. That is the link to the video and pictures of the retreat house that we are in the process of acquiring in La Vita, Colorado. If you're listening on the radio, you can find the video and pictures and other information about the retreat house on our website, awakening-together.org, under retreats and classes, retreat house, and announcement under contract. But it is a lovely home. It is on the edge of town in La Vita. It's just across the street from hiking trails and lakes. It is about 4 blocks from their sweet, sweet, quaint downtown area. We have acquired permission to operate as a retreat house under the La Vita Town zoning ordinances. We have made, and as you're probably aware, we made an offer which was accepted on the retreat house. We went about the following task. Regina worked very, very hard on securing insurance, because it was an unusual situation, because usually churches have a church building and then a retreat property or retreat house is added on to that, you know, underlying policy. But as you guys are aware, we didn't have a church building, right? Because we're a virtual church, because we're an online church. So it just made it a little bit more difficult for the insurers to figure out what box to put us in, you know, so that we could get insurance. But after speaking to several insurers, we were finally able to acquire the insurance. We've gotten donations for the retreat house. I was looking at that earlier. I do not have that number in front of me. It's a big number. It's like maybe 291,000 in retreat house donations. So we're taking that money and a small mortgage loan. Regina and I met with the banker on two, three occasions, did all the things that we needed to do to secure that loan. We had begun shopping for furnishings for the retreat house. You know, we're looking at beds and dressers and rugs and, you know, everything you would have if you were going to furnish your own home, except whatever, however many times you multiply that for a retreat house stuff. And We were all set to close. That was going to happen a couple weeks ago. And then there was a hailstorm in La Vita that damaged the retreat house. It damaged the roof, which actually we thought was a good thing, because when we spoke to the insurers, they were like, "Oh, that roof is 12 years old, and we won't insure it after 15 years." And so we were very pleased actually that that things worked out so that the roof would be that, so that we get a new roof basically. But there was some other damage, some damage to the siding, a little bit of damage to the deck, just miscellaneous damage here and there, some damage around so some of the window frames. None of the windows were broken, but some of the window frames. And so these things need to be worked out before we can go through with closing, because of course their insurance is going to cover it. The seller's insurance. But the intricacies of that need to be worked out. Where's the money going to go? When's it going to get fixed? What if the estimate is lower than, the actual cost of fixing it? Who's going to make sure that it gets done? Does it happen before closing, after closing? You can see that it starts to get a little convoluted. So those are the details that need to be worked out. So, where we are in this is that the seller has made their claim with the insurance company. The insurance adjuster, there was damage all over La Vita because of this hailstorm. So they were very busy for a while. But fortunately, the insurance adjuster has met with the seller, and they have begun to develop a proposal, and the insurance adjuster's report, I guess it's called, and we should have that report in our hands, I think, tomorrow. So, once we have that report, then we will be able to work out the details, whether they're going to fix it before we close or whether we're going to get credit. And which items are which items they'll go ahead and take care of, which items they'll give us a credit for, where that money, is that money going to be held in escrow? Again, kind of intricate details that need to be worked out. So what we finally did, because we're trying to figure these things out before we even had a contract. Before we were trying to figure these things out as an amendment to the contract before we even had the actual report from the insurance adjuster, and that was just proving to be very, very difficult. So what we agreed to was that we would reach an agreement on amendment of our sales contract, our purchase contract, within a week of receiving the written report from the insurance adjuster. So that's basically where we are. We expect to receive that report, like I say, tomorrow, and then we'll begin negotiating, what that's going to look like, who's going to fix what, when, where's the money going to stay until it gets fixed, and that sort of thing. So once we reach that agreement, again, we've got a week to do that after we get this report. Once we reach that agreement, amending our original purchase contract, we plan to be able to close mid-October. So, that's where that is. And it's been a long ride. I can tell you, just are we going to get insurance? Are we going to get insurance? Are we going to get insurance? Are we going to get a mortgage? Are we going to get more? Just and then the hail coming in at the last minute is just kind of trippy. I saw or I heard Regina talk about that. Gosh, what was I hearing? Did she mention that earlier? Anyway, oh, she mentioned in a recording I listened to that she asked us to listen to today for the Thoughts of Awakening. But yeah, so it's been a long haul, but it looks like it's all coming together at last. And first, let me ask if any of you have any questions about any of that I have told you very quickly. And I realize I've been talking really, really fast, so okay, I don't see any hands up. But, Yes, that is. Thanks, Kathy. Lynn asked, "Is that a public lake?" It is a public lake, and it's really sweet because, as you can see from the pictures, and/or the video, it is right next door, just right next door to the house, which is great. And again, there are hiking trails through there, and of course, there are some hiking trails a little bit further out, you know, that we can drive to. But all of that's right there on public land, and we don't have to maintain it, which is just, you know, really, really cool. It's a lovely, lovely, lovely lake. The whole area is beautiful. Yeah, it is. It's beautiful. So if you haven't seen those pictures, yeah, if you haven't seen those pictures, you'll want to go to our website and look at those. I also want to report that, as you probably have heard, we have hired Cheryl Kaplan as our retreat house caretaker. Cheryl will be leaving her position as assistant sanctuary director and plans to be at the retreat house like the first week in November. So yay, Cheryl. Yeah, we're real excited about it. We think Cheryl's a really good fit for that position. And then the other thing that I want to talk about in regard to the retreat house is the fact that we have developed a retreat house policy. And that policy was approved by the member board of trustees, and then as our governing documents require, also by our board of directors. And so I just wanted to just give you I just wanted to give you some highlights from that policy. The policy itself says that it is to address the purpose, function, and management of the Awakening Together Retreat House. And I want to read you, I'm not going to read all of it, you'd be bored to tears, but I do want to read you some highlights, and I want to begin that by reading you. Oh, sorry, I get confused. What I want to do is I want to first copy that for you, post it here, post it as soon as I find where I am. Wait. I can't get a pal taco. There it is. Post it here. This is a link to the retreat house policy. And if you're listening, again, listening on the radio and want to see the policy, it is on our website, awakening-together.org, under Things to Read, Governance Documents, Policies, and Procedures. So, hey, Ann. So let me just read you like the prelude here. Proceed to Procedure One. The Awakening Together Retreat House shall support the mission of the Foundation for the Holy Spirit, as well as the purpose and core values of Awakening Together, by providing a place where members and non-members can go for self-guided retreats, supported solitude, retreat programs, supportive fellowship, and spiritual communion. The retreat house will provide an environment that supports guests in order to help them realize a deeper spiritual connection up to and including the direct experience of non-dual truth. So, I mean, so that's the spirit that this policy is written in, and this is the spirit that this policy will be implemented in. This is the spirit of the retreat house, right? We want to provide that supportive environment where people can go and take their next step. So, let's see, other highlights of this retreat house policy. The retreat house will offer a variety of opportunities and programs in order to support people with different spiritual needs. For example, the retreat house may offer a library, chapel, meditation garden, and other environmental amenities that support the function of the retreat house. We were just talking about some of those, right? The public lake next door. the hiking trails. And one of the I will say that one of the really cool trails in La Vita is really cool because you get up to like the top of these mountains, but for the most part you get to drive up there. So you can drive to 11,000 feet and then get out of your car and have a nice pretty easy walk and be up on top of the mountains and see the valley and just all the beauty that is there in La Vita. So there's plenty of opportunities to get out and be out in nature as part of this the sacred atmosphere that we're talking about. Let's see, more highlights from this policy. The retreat house schedule will be varied. It may include designated silent retreats, partially silent retreats, structured teacher-led programs, and unstructured self-guided retreats. Item B here. The retreat house is intended as a haven that inspires spiritual devotion. It is a place where guests are supported as they go within to discover and or take their next step with God. We also note here, to that end, member and non-member guests shall not use the retreat house as a social gathering place or for personal vacations, right? It's not just about getting together and hanging out. It's about, it's about this space, this sacred space. Again, I think you get a sense of that just by looking at the pictures online. Okay, and then I'll also note that in Procedure 2, the retreat house will be managed by a subcommittee of 2 to 5 people. That subcommittee will report to the board of directors. The subcommittee will design the program calendar, determine and enforce guidelines for retreat house guests, develop and administer the retreat house budget. Of course, that'll have to be approved by the board of directors, but they'll have that overall management responsibility for the retreat center. The retreat house subcommittee will have the authority to make decisions pertaining to the retreat house and to delegate appropriate decision-making authority to responsible stakeholders. So, as an initial matter, the subcommittee will include the retreat house caretaker, Cheryl Kaplan, and the president minister, Regina Don Akers, and the vice president minister, myself. So again, it's a community effort. There's not one person that's calling any shots here. So let's see what else. Actually, that is all I have highlighted on my retreat house policy and procedure. Does anybody have any questions at all about the retreat house or the retreat house policy or Cheryl's role or the atmosphere that we envision? What will the caretaker role include? Well, that's a good question, Tony, and we are working on the caretaker job description. But I can say that overall, this will include cooking meals for guests. It won't be 3 meals a day. We haven't decided how many meals or whether that will be offered every day or any of that. That's some of the things that we're going to have to look at as a committee and decide that. It will include, of course, greeting guests, having them fill out whatever forms that we're going to have them fill out, going over the guidelines with guests, making sure that, they understand the purpose of their retreat house and what they're there for, and it will include some housekeeping and shopping and budgeting and all of those types of things. So Hopefully that answers your question. I don't have that job description right in front of me. In fact, it's something that's you're welcome, Tony. It's something that we're working on right now. Yeah, what does that look like? That's a great question. But I think between the three of us, we'll figure it out. And like all of our policies and job descriptions that we've written, it's interesting because once they get implemented, then you go, oh, that doesn't work. And so they all require a little bit of tweaking. So we'll figure that out as we go along, I think. But we'll start with those general parameters that I just talked about. Cheryl, did you have anything you wanted to say about the retreat house or the retreat house caretaker position? Don't mean to put you on the spot. It just occurred to me that you might. Okay. All right. I'll release the mic to you.
Hey everybody. I only have a few minutes because my daughter Sarah just invited me to come to dinner with her, and she's kind of waiting for me across the street. But anyway, I do know that this is going to be an opportunity for me to express my love through taking care of the home. I mean, I know this sounds really corny, but it's like I'm going to love that home as if it is my own, with respect and deep honor. And I will provide incredible meals and, homemade breakfasts and homemade goods for our guests. Personalize it, and I'm sure we'll come up with a menu because I'm real good at creating menus. I do intend. I've already been praying about it and asking for guidance, and I just see myself really helping this home become a home for anyone who comes and joins us in purpose. So I won't just be the only one cooking. I'm sure there'll be people who are more than willing to volunteer. I will welcome that wholeheartedly. I don't know. I'm what I I'm just truly excited with this opportunity. It has been a vision of mine for quite a long time, for many years actually. And so for this to be part for me to be a part of this family in particular, to help with this, and I'm sure there will be some glitches that will work out, but I know that we will be very accommodating, on anyone's dietary needs. I am very well, I'm very knowledgeable with how to cook vegan and vegetarian. And I have been myself gluten-free off and on for about 2 years, because I've been, dealing with some dietary issues myself. So I've been playing around with that and experimenting. So I have knowledge on how to cook really healthy, wholesome, and simple meals for a large group. My background is that I did catering for about 20 years, and then I was a in-house caterer at a synagogue in Cleveland, my hometown, and I would cook meals for the board of the of synagogue, and I would cook meals for up to 500 people. So I learned how to be very organized. I learned how to create a team and do what I have to do to get it done. So with that, and then I'm sure some of the duties will involve me helping with keeping the house clean and making sure that everyone's rooms are, all the needs are going to be kept, just taking care of the guests. So that's what I see. And, I'm sure there will be more detailed information as we go along, but this truly is, it just truly is an honor. I'm just over the moon with this, and I'm gonna let go of the mic. And I'm sorry, I was thinking I was gonna be sticking around the whole time tonight, but I'm gonna go have dinner And I look forward to seeing you all there. I really do. I hope all of you, please consider coming. It's just, I know this will be just such a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful place for us to gather in purpose. All right, letting go of the mic.
Oh, thank you, Cheryl, for sharing. And as Eileen said, wow, we are lucky to have you. I absolutely agree with that. It's again, I think it's a perfect fit, and I think we're all very fortunate. Tony asked if Cheryl would still be the assistant sanctuary director. Not in the long term. And we are going to we're going to talk about that a little bit. A little bit later here in the meeting about the changes to the sanctuary. So we are phasing it out. We're phasing out that position. Maybe as soon as you get here, I don't know. It's funny how many questions we can't actually answer, but the plan is to phase that position out. The assistant. Okay, Cheryl, have a great dinner. Thanks for sharing with us tonight. Love to Sarah. All right, so the next item. So does anybody else have any questions about the retreat house? Because we've that took up half of our time. All right, if you think of something you haven't asked yet, you let me know. The next item that I have listed here on my agenda is the move of Awakening Together to a new platform. As you know, we have been on the Pal Talk platform since, well, I was going to say since our inception, but frankly, before our inception, because we when Awakening Together began as a church, we began on the ACIM Gather platform that was donated to us by Dove Fishman, and at the beginning, just since so we kind of inherited the traits of the platform, and at the beginning we were open just as ACIM Gather had been. 24/7, and we picked up where they left off. We started on this we remained on this platform, this Pal Talk platform. Now we've talked about expanding to a platform that would better serve our needs in the past. We looked in the past, and we didn't see anything that would meet our needs. Phil Frisk asked us to look at this issue again. That's his background is in computer, gosh, I don't know, computer something. Sorry, Phil. He wants to move us into the 21st century, right? So what we did was we looked at those things that we had to have in determining whether we could move to another platform, and we looked at those things that we'd like to have, and then we set about, and Ken was leading, Ken is leading this subcommittee. I don't even know what we've called it, but the subcommittee. But Ken is leading this up and hooking us up with providers and we've been joining together in our leadership subcommittee meetings to look at these platforms, and we have found a platform that we like, and that is the Zoom platform, Zoom, Zoom. And I will tell you that at first we really didn't think that the Zoom platform would satisfy our requirements, and we had a long list of requirements. I have some of them listed here, so I'll just give you a sense of what we're talking about. So first, we looked at what we had to have, and we had to have a platform. And some of this is dictated by what we have to have in order to maintain our church status, right? So one of those things we had to be was accessible to the public without invitation, right? That's what churches are. Anybody, any member of the public can go in a church and sit in a pew in that church. And our online church needed to have that same characteristic. I'm looking at, yeah, Eileen says she finds Pal Talk antiquated. She loves Zoom. Meg says she uses Zoom for meetings, and Kathy's teasing me. No, we're not Zooming you. All right. So first of all, we looked at what we had to have, and that was it had to be accessible to the public without invitation. It obviously had to have microphone and audio capabilities, or it wasn't going to do us any good. People had to have the ability to raise their hands, right? Like, just like we do here. Somebody's got a question, they raise their hand, and and have the mic turned over to them. They had to be able to indicate, "Hey, I have something I want to say." Also, as part of this church association thing, as well as this cool thing to be able to do, our participants, our members, have to have the ability to associate in real time. You know, some of those cases we looked at early on said it's not enough to have a broadcast and then to like hang up and then let somebody else talk. People have to not only be able to associate with like the main speaker, but they have to have the ability to associate with one another. Like we do, first thing on Sunday morning when we're like, reach over your virtual pew and tell us what your weather is, where you are, and say hello to one another. So the ability to communicate with each other is important to the spirit of our organization, as well as important in satisfying the criteria for church as, set forth in the case law and the IRS law and all that good stuff. So, and then finally, as some of you who've been around for a while have seen firsthand, we needed a platform that would give our administrators tools to manage hecklers, keep people from showing their private parts, keep people from being disruptive, right? We're not here to limit anybody's free speech, or it's okay to have a different opinion, or or think I'm teaching something totally different than you would teach. I mean, all of that's okay. It's this abusive stuff that that can be a problem, and so we had to have the ability to manage that in order to preserve the Awakening Together sanctuary etiquette, in order again to provide a space where people feel comfortable and free to share. And so that was one of the critical things that we had to have. The other thing, we looked at what we'd like to have. It wouldn't be a deal breaker if we didn't get them, but gee whiz, we'd like to have these things. We wanted a room that was capable of growing as we grow. And so we were, I don't know quite where we came up with the number. I've got the number 250 users. We wanted a room that could handle 250 users. We wanted a platform where we would have a separate room for quote unquote private classes, but like our MPP classes, right? Or the class that Doreen taught, Soul Collage, right? Something so so that we would have both the main sanctuary and a separate room for those types of classes. And we also wanted the ability to play videos or show movies and that sort of thing. So we have been looking at the Zoom platform. We've been using it for our la net for our last couple of for our last couple of leadership subcommittee meetings, and playing around with it and seeing, can you red dot somebody, right? How many people can talk at once? Can I make you a co-host? All of these different types of things. It looks like it's going to work. So I tell you what I'm going to do now. Since Ken's heading this thing up, I'm going to turn this mic over to Ken, and Ken is going to answer any questions that you may have about the Zoom platform or our move to that platform. And if you have any questions for me, I'll be happy to answer them after. But Ken, I'm turning this mic over to you.
Thank you, Jacqueline. And yeah, it's a meeting platform rather than a chat room platform. And as a meeting platform, the chat board is secondary, but it's still there available to you. People can click on the chat and see the entire dialogue like you do now in Paltalk, or you can just leave it minimized and it will only show you what the latest chat is. Tony, we don't have a changeover scheduled, partly because we haven't finished doing all the testing. We're still in our free trial period with this. And also with the change of sanctuary director and assistant sanctuary director, we're trying to coordinate it to where they would be integrated into this change instead of just having it handed over to them. So as that goes along, we will let everybody know as to when. And we're also going to use the Tuesday morning Gentle Healing Year One class as a trial because it's a open for an hour and a half and then close. And since I admin that and my wife Rebecca leads it, seems to be the perfect test bed for seeing how that little group likes Zoom, and also making sure that when we do it, that our radio broadcast will also pick it up, because that's one of the things we assume it will work, but having not run it, assumptions will always get you in trouble, so we don't want to make that assumption. It is different than Paltalk in that, like I say, it's a meeting. So we will have it set up that as everybody comes into the room, their mics are muted, their video is shut off, and if somebody needs to turn their video on, they can ask, and the admin can give them video capability. If you want to speak, rather than taking the mic, the admin will unmute you, which then also gives us the ability to have discussions because you can have more than one person be unmuted. So it offers some opportunities that just didn't seem to work well with Paltalk, but Zoom is set up for meetings. Like when we do our leadership subcommittee, all three people have their video on, we have our audio on, and we don't seem to get the feedback that we would get when we were using Google Plus, to where everybody had to have headsets on or be muted. We got horrible echo and feedback. Right now it is set up that the first time each of you would go to attend a meeting, it would ask you to register a one-time registration to just give your to type in your name and an email address, and then that will be maintained within the system. That to me is also a way of keeping the stray people from coming in and having their anonymous name. Probably in a week to 2 weeks, Eileen. First, I need to talk to the group first and present it to them and see if they're willing to be part of that test, and then get the link out for them. to come to that meeting. Any questions on functionality? As far as they have told us, Shauna, it will work with any application, any version. It has the option to do what they say is about a 10-second program download to run, unlike PalTalk that might take you 30, 40 seconds, sometimes 5 minutes. And also, if you don't want to do that, there is a browser to where you just click on your web browser and go directly in without the download. So it seems to be very, very dynamic and supportive of our
computer versus iPad,
of our needs, and it will run on any platform. I can do it on my iPhone. You can do it on any kind of smartphone, any kind of computer, iPad, tablet. It supports all of them. So, any other questions? All right. Turning it back over to you, Jacqueline.
Thank you, Ken. Yeah, that was real helpful. Yeah, so it's real exciting. We're excited about doing it. As Ken has indicated, we'll probably do it a little at a time, just so we can be sure that that we move in that direction. We'll provide training for anybody that feels like they need it and that sort of thing. So yeah, it's very, very exciting, but I think it really is going to move us into a whole new generation. Yeah. Okay, so let's see. Yeah, and it seems really easy to use, Eileen. I think that there's not going to be a lot of training required, but you know, we'll certainly make sure that we don't leave anybody behind. we'll all figure it out together. Yeah. Okay, so next up, I have the on my agenda, I have the sanctuary director position, as Jay announced this morning, and as you guys may have already heard, as gets announced actually several times a day, our beloved Ken is retiring, and in addition to hey Jay, I want to take this opportunity to thank him for his service. We have worked very closely together on the leadership subcommittee, and you know, it's kind of like a family member. Yeah, have we had a spat or two? Sure. But I love him dearly, and it's been a real honor and a pleasure to work with Ken. And I will miss working that closely with him. Given his retirement, we will be hiring a new sanctuary director, and I was trying to figure out, what does Ken mean when he wrote again? He's retiring again. I got it, Ken. Yeah. For the third time, right? He's retiring this time from Awakening Together, but he's not going anywhere. I mean, he's going to be around, but he will no longer be doing this job. So let me I'm going to paste in the room. There has been some interest in the new director position, Tony. We have had three applicants, I think. I think it's three folks who are looking at this. I have just posted a link to the announcement about the sanctuary director position. It gives you the candidate requirements and the primary responsibilities of the position, and then has links on that same page to the specific job description. And that can be found on our website under About. And I don't know what it says under About. It says something that, there it is, About, Sanctuary Director. But you'll find it on our website there. So let me just give you the highlights of the position. The ideal sanctuary director is enthusiastic about Awakening Together, its purpose, core values, and the online sanctuary. We're looking for someone who is excited to interact with our members, trustees, and staff, and motivated to fulfill the sanctuary director's role as a leader in Awakening Together. Well, I can't talk tonight, but you get the idea. So the requirements, they must be, the applicant must be an Awakening Together minister or willing to complete the minister preparation program. They need some familiarity with end-user computer software. They need good written and verbal communication skills. They need, it was helpful if they have experience with Paltalk, Zoom, WordPress, and or MailChimp, which are the programs we are currently using. It's a hands-on position. And so let's talk about those responsibilities. The sanctuary director has overall responsibility for the Awakening Together online sanctuary. That person will maintain an up-to-date sanctuary schedule. They will record sanctuary programs and post those recordings. They manage the Awakening Together online radio station. They serve on the member board of trustees. They help recruit and train teachers and oversee any other sanctuary admin positions. They troubleshoot technical problems related to the sanctuary. So you can see how it makes sense to have this position coincide with the move to the new platform, right? We'll get it all integrated into one because this is such a big part of what the sanctuary director does. It's a 30-hour per week position, and the sanctuary director is supervised by the president minister. So we are, if you're interested, please go to the website, look under About, and it says Employment Opportunity Sanctuary Director under the About menu on our website. There are instructions there for applying for the job as well as a detailed job description. We are currently scheduling interviews. We would love to hear from you. If you if you're interested, please, please, please apply. If you know someone else who might be interested, please let them know and have them apply. So it'll be hard to replace Ken. It was hard to replace our original sanctuary director, Lynn Johnson, who's in the room. Thank you again, Lynn. You did a fabulous job. Thank you, Ken. You did a fabulous job. And now we'd like to find someone who can fill those shoes. So if that's you, come on down, right? Apply. Does anybody have any questions about the sanctuary director position? Any other questions? Okay, shall I let go of the mic? Blissful One, that is Mary. Is that Mary? Dawn. Man, I'm going to quit guessing. I just guessed so poorly. Okay, Dawn, I will let go of the mic for you.
Mary is my mom's name, so that's kind of funny. I actually have an interview, hopefully, with you guys on the 18th for this position. I'm really excited. This could finally be a move in the right direction for me. The only question that I had was about a training period. Like, for instance, is Ken going to do any training to help me get situated, especially with the technical stuff? I think that might be my only, like, area where I would need a little extra training or coaching. And also, I see you said yes. And then also, if Lynn ever wanted to jump in with training or just keeping me on track. So yeah, I am really excited about this interview. I'm not sure if I'll get it, but who knows what spirit has in store for us. So we'll see. It's definitely on the radar for me. Okay, thanks, guys.
Thanks, Don. Yeah, I'm looking forward to our interview as well. That's great. Yeah, and I appreciate you. I think that's a very wise question. I appreciate you asking it. Yes, we're not just going to throw you to the wolves. there will be a training period, and Ken is up for that. So, and I thank you both for that. Yeah. So again, if Dawn, I'm glad you're interested. I'm glad that we're going to talk about it, but I want to open that invitation up to anybody else still, that the position is open, and if you're interested, please, I encourage you to apply, and we can all talk about it together. Okay. let's see. Ken, did you have anything that you wanted to add in that regard? I'd be happy to turn the mic over to you. I've rambled and rambled, and we got 7 minutes left. But no, seriously, I really, if you have something you want to say, I want to hear from you on that last topic. didn't sound like much of an invitation, did it? Again, I don't see Ken's hand. I'll assume he either didn't have anything to say or I prevented him from doing it. I hope that the latter's not true. The floor, really, Ken, the floor is open if you have anything you want to say. Yes, sir. Yes, that's the other thing that we wanted to talk about. Yes, there is something else, the sanctuary schedule update. Okay, so as we've discussed, Ken is leaving. Cheryl is changing positions. We are eliminating, as part of this, we are eliminating the assistant sanctuary director position. Given that we are eliminating that position, it makes sense that we will need to go to fewer hours. Now, having said that, I'm not sure that A plus B equals C. I'm not sure that that's the way all of this came about, but there are a number of factors that have coalesced to lead us to go, let's take another look at the sanctuary schedule. It looks like we will have about 20 hours for the sanctuary director to manage the sanctuary. That's, again, nothing is set in stone. Seems like everything we've talked about tonight has kind of been a little up in the air, but this, we're trying to let just what we're thinking. And so we're thinking we will have about 20 hours online. So what we want to do, given all of these changes we're making, is to look at what is the best use of those resources, of our, personnel resources, our time resources, and the resources for this new platform. Again, as I said a while ago, originally we were open 24/7. We have changed our schedule a couple of times since we began doing this. We've gone to fewer days, we've gone to different days. But we're looking to make that kind of change again. So what we're going to be doing is we're going to be looking to you guys to help us figure out what programs to keep, what days and or times to be open. Really, we want to know how we can best serve the membership. We may be asking you questions like, when can you be there? If you had your druthers and you could only be there, right, 2 hours a week, what would those 2 hours be? Or you can only be there 2 evenings a week, what would those 2 evenings be? Or, right, we just want to get a sense of what works best for you guys. We also want to get a sense of, what programming we currently have that you guys find valuable, what we have that you find not as valuable. We also want in this process to think outside of the box. We might do something like open on a Sunday morning and then be closed all day until 7 p. You know, after that we might be closed all day until 7 p.m. Eastern time, and have a program and then close after that, right? So it wouldn't have to be a long block of time. We don't have to be open all day every day. We could do a little here, a little there, right? So we just, again, just like we're looking at this new platform and innovative ways of meeting the needs of our members with a new platform, we want to do exactly the same thing with revamping the sanctuary schedule. Yeah, Jay says, great, you're keeping an open mind about the hours. Yeah, oh, hello, bird. I'm purposely right up into the window. We want it, it can look like anything. There are no guidelines that we have to follow in that regard as to when we're open, how long we're open, what our programs are. So, yeah, I want to encourage you to begin thinking outside of the box about that. Gee, wouldn't it be cool if we could, and fill in the blank. So I assume we'll be sending out some surveys. We might just send out a general invitation for you to send us your thoughts in an email. It's a very exciting time. So I want you to feel free to give us your thoughts. And whether that's in a structured way where we send you a survey or whether you just send us an email and go, it'd be really cool if you could do whatever. So just a bug in your ear about that. No plans have been made. I don't know when these changes will be made. If I had to guess when all these changes might be made, I would be guessing the first of the year. But that would be, frankly, a pretty wild guess because I just don't know how all this is going to come together. But begin thinking about that, and we'll reach out to you and see what you would like your Awakening Together sanctuary to look like. And then the last thing that I have here on the agenda is I wanted to let you know about an update to our Awakening Together radio Android app. Ken informed us of this recently when he was contacted by whoever, Google or whoever does it. I'm sure it's not Google. It shows you how much I know. But my understanding is that they are updating that app. If you use the Awakening Together radio app on your Android device, you should be getting notice from Google Play, I think is who would notify you. That you can update your app. And that's really all I know about that. Ken, do you have Google is requiring a security update. There you go. See, the man knows. And so it'll be better, right? It's making things better for everybody. And you should not have to go to Google Play to get it. It should come to you. They should inform you that that the update is available. Ken, did you have anything else that you wanted to share on that? It will be an automatic update. Okay, I'm going to let Ken tell you what that means. What I'm going to do is, Ken, I'm going to since I'm doing this next hour, I am going to let go of the mic and let you speak about that to whatever extent you wish, and then I'll ask you to play a song, and then I'll take the mic back. I'm going to go, get a drink or, those little things I need to do between programs. So I love you guys. Thank you for letting me share with you about what's going on with Awakening Together. I'll see you in a few minutes.
Thank you, Jacqueline. Yeah, as I said, Google has a required security update. So the company that provides our radio software and also wrote the app for the iPhone and Android informed us that they would be updating that app for us. and that when they have the update ready, it will be like any other. You'll get a notification that you have an app that needs an update. So depending on your settings, whether it will automatically update or whether you'll have to go in and say update. But it was required by Google, and at some point, had we not done the update, that Android app would have stopped working. So that's it, and I'll now stop the recording.